You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right, you are now listening to the Mike's Opinion podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I am Mike, as you know, and today is the day. Yes, it is. Election Day 2020, November 3rd, 2020, the day so many have been waiting for is finally here. And what is going to happen? Only time will tell. According to Sam Donaldson, the veteran newsman, the country hasn't been this divided since the Civil War. Huh? Is that a dog whistle? Huh? Is that one of those quiet dog whistles? And for those of you who don't know, a dog whistle is, if you ever use a dog whistle, you can blow it till you turn blue and you won't hear anything. But guess what? The dogs hear it because it's at a different frequency. So if you don't know, when everybody refers to dog whistle, that's what it means. It's a secret signal. It's something only certain ones can hear. And there's been many dog whistles or probable dog whistles, right? They say the president does it all the time with his hand signals and, you know, like when his, you know, what do you say in the first debate, you know, stand back but stand by. Yeah, when you talk about them Proud Boys, the, you know, gang or crew, militia or whatever. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. For those that have election stress, anxiety, and that are so immersed in, you know, these news channels and what's going on, relax. Think about history. We have been in worse places before. We have been through worse times before. We're going to be all right, no matter what happens. Even if the president tries to lock himself in a bunker and launch a nuclear missile, you know, I mean, that's probably one of the worst things that could happen in scenario, right? But there may be civil unrest. I don't know if you saw, I believe it was in Texas, the campaign bus for Biden and Harris. They say Harris or Biden wasn't on the bus, but got surrounded by a bunch of pickup trucks flying Trump flags. The people on the bus said they tried to run them off the road. The president said there was a Proud Patriots escorting the bus. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. You know, there are idiots. And I dare say that they are idiots that either didn't have a childhood or are, let's just say, IQ score challenged. You know, or just idiots that are America, yeah, white people, yeah. You know, we got those that don't want to share the planet in the year 2020, still think that the white race is superior, that are white supremacists, that are just jackasses. You got those that you can't draw a cartoon or say anything humorous about the Prophet Muhammad. You know, we have extremists. We have idiots. We have stupid people. And I don't even like the word stupid. But those, you know, and those people bear arms. Those people build explosives. Those people carry knives and machetes. And those people are stupid. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Defending yourself against a bobcat or a bear in the woods is one thing. Killing another human because of something they drew or something that they said or some kind of value they believe, particularly political, you're just stupid. Okay? And we are all human beings. There is no race superior. Now, as a black man, I may argue that the black people are superior because we are one with the planet. We are in rhythm with the planet. We are not devoid of color. We are not devoid of rhythm. We are not savages. But as you know, if you've listened to any of my episodes, I don't think color has anything to do with it, really. I think there's something fundamentally wrong with human beings. We can't get along. We can't share the planet. Imagine, and I've said this before, imagine for a second if we put everything into one big pot and shared all of it equally and it was evenly distributed. And some will say, well, I worked too hard. Well, I did this to earn this. I deserve a mansion and a yacht and a lake house and a vacation home and a private jet and a helicopter and gold faucets. And I deserve all of this and nobody else deserves to have any of it. Do we need gold faucets? No, we don't. We really don't. But I'm me. I'm a dreamer, and I don't mean DACA. I'm a dreamer of real dreams, and I dream and yearn and pray for utopia. It's not going to happen today, sadly. The year is 2020. The day is November the 3rd, and today there is a presidential election in the United States of America. And, the current president, President Donald J. Trump versus Joe Biden, a lifelong politician. And, you know, it's going to be drama. It's inevitable. There's going to be drama. There's going to be high tension. There's going to be everybody tuning in like there was 4 years ago. I remember when people cried when Donald Trump won. Nobody thought he would win. Imagine if you were, you know, a time traveler and you come back in time or you go forward in time, you know, like he was in the 60s and you travel to 2020, like Donald Trump is the president? Am I in the bizarro world? But I am a person that has voted. My wife and I have voted. We took our son, and in the county I live in, it took all of 10 minutes and it was completely uneventful. It was a very short line that moved expeditiously, and we got in, got out 10 minutes from the time we parked to the time we was back to our car. And that was done. Won't say how I voted, but I did vote. I did vote. And as a black man, you can probably guess who I voted for. But I cannot say that other than his commentary, everything's been all bad with Donald Trump. I saw Ice Cube working with Donald Trump. I just recently saw Lil Wayne kicking it with Donald Trump. I've seen many black people voting for Donald Trump, supporting the Republican Party and Donald Trump. One of the reasons is, you know, the Democratic Party has taken the black vote for granted. You know, I remember an interview with Charlamagne and from the Breakfast Club, and he said, he wasn't on the Breakfast Club, I don't think. It might have been, but it was a Zoom video. Anyway, Joe Biden said, you know, if you vote for Donald Trump, you ain't black. That clearly indicates that, you know, black people automatically vote for Democrats. But this election cycle, there are 30 million eligible black voters this election cycle. Most ever. 30 million. We easily have the power to sway this election. I believe if early voting election results are any indication, it's going to be a win for Joe Biden. But not so fast. If we not remember 2016. The polls were clearly indicating Hillary Clinton to be the winner. Wasn't the case. Because you need 270 electoral votes. 270 minimum to get that presidency. I don't think it's going to be declared November 3rd. As much as the president said today on the news that he doesn't think any mail-in ballots should be counted after November 3rd, any other ballots should be counted after November 3rd, November 3rd should be it. Those are his words. He said that. What does he know? Has he told all his people to wait until November 3rd to vote? We will see. At the very least, it's going to be high drama. It's going to be highly entertaining. Which Politics have been entertaining for quite some time here and abroad, because they gets busy in Parliament. They gets busy all over the world. They get into fights and arguments and all kind of stuff, right? So we shall see. Who'd you vote for? Or, you know what? That's your business. Let me rephrase that. Did you vote? Huh? Did you vote? Did you exercise your constitutional right to vote? If you're black, I hope you did, because I feel obligated to vote. It's mandatory, right? Only because of all the sacrifices that have been made to get us the opportunity to vote. Even if you don't like neither candidate, because in my opinion, I think it's one of two evils. I think they're all on the same page. They just played a divide and conquer game. And there couldn't have been a more clear example than that than Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia, because they would have heated arguments while sitting on the Supreme Court. Then they go kick it with each other's family. And that's not uncommon up on the Hill either, up on Capitol Hill. You know, Democrats and Republicans will argue on the floor of the Senate, the House. They will go back and forth at each other and, you know, staunch opposition. And then they will go sit down and have a drink together. As it should be. Because we should be able to disagree with one another and still be civil, if not friendly, towards one another. But in today's cancel culture, and some of these idiots, and I go back to the idiots who really believe this stuff to their heart, and wow, you know, to the point of death and murder and you know, buffoonery and illegal acts. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. But there's been some key states, right? Key states. Pennsylvania being one of them is a huge target. And yesterday, November 2nd, they being the presidential candidates, the major candidates, were crisscrossing the nation. Michigan, Pennsylvania, you know, these battleground states, these hotly contested states, trying to make a dash. I think Biden did 2. President Trump did 5. And I think that in itself clearly shows that it ain't a wrap for him. His people, these analysts, the people on his team that are analyzing these numbers and these polls are, hey, you got to keep going to the last second, because it's not you don't have this in the bag. It's not a wrap. So what's going to happen, y'all? What are some likely scenarios? Let's say Biden gets to 270 easy, and it's a landslide, or a supposed landslide. Do you see President Trump just congratulating Biden and a peaceful transfer of power? And even if the president does it, does his base, and some have called him ravenous and rabid base, R-A-B-I-D, you know, rabid base, will, even if he accepts it, will they not want to tear this country apart and start doing crazy stuff? Will there be drama at the polls? You know, there's already been accusations of voter intimidation and voter suppression, you know, at these polls. So what will these people do? If some of these people will surround a bus, a presidential campaign bus, and try to run it off a road, what do you think they'll do today? I pray, I hope that all is calm. I hope us human beings can behave ourselves and be civil towards one another and not fall victim to the bullshit game that's been played for decades, divide and conquer. Keep your people divided, your labor force divided. So while, you know, like a musician, you know, look at my left hand so you don't see what that right hand is doing. Right? Yeah. So I know that something's going to happen. It's almost inevitable because, and I'm not saying anything bad is going to happen, but just drama. As we come closer to the evening, deeper into the evening, you know, as these tabulations come in, it's going to be, you know, very interesting to see what happens. I looked at, you know, a list of which states had the most electoral votes. You know, California has, you know, 55. New York has 29. So those are two Democratic strongholds, right? So what's that? 84 right there? You know, I mean, you can drive yourself crazy trying to make a map, guessing who is going to get who. But it's these undecided states, these states that could go either way, right? These battleground states, as they call them. Because if you look at some of the maps, the South is pretty much red, right? A lot of the coasts, left and right coast, east and west coast, are blue. And the central north, the Dakotas, Wyoming, places like that are red. We know where these Republicans live. And it's just history. It's not me. But these are mostly white people. White people that are voting Republican, that are staunch Republicans. Now, as you know, I'm born and raised in New York, but I live in Texas now. Texas is up for grabs. Texas may go purple, if not blue. If not blue. There's a Senate race here, John Cornyn against MJ Hagar. And MJ Hagar had the money because her ads were frequent and powerful. She is a Purple Heart recipient, you know, a helicopter pilot, motorcycle rider, and she's got a lot of things going for her. And old white gray-haired John Cornyn looked nervous. He looks nervous. His ads are weak. So we shall see what happens. We'll see what happens. What do you think is going to happen? Are you nervous? Is your perimeter secure just in case there's civil unrest? Huh? And I'm talking primarily to my brothers and sisters, my black people, because, you know, hey, be prepared is all I'm saying. Be prepared. Once again, I'm praying, I'm hoping for a kumbaya moment where everything is quiet. No matter who wins, it's peaceful. There's not drama and civil unrest. You know, that is my hope, truly. I know in Houston, the GOP, which is the Republicans, and for those who don't know, the GOP stands for the Grand Old Party. The GOP, Grand Old Party, they tried to suppress 127,000 votes out of Houston, or in Houston, I should say. That's crazy. It's hard to keep up with the redlining, the gerrymandering, the tricks that both parties play. And let's be clear, both parties play them. They've been playing them for a long time. Politics is a game to some of them. And I thought about throwing my hat into the ring. You know, but I have the bullshit-o-meter, but I don't choose. That's just not how I live my life. Because in a lot of ways, you just got to be full of shit to be a politician. Okay? You got to smile in people's faces and lie to their faces simultaneously. You say what people want to hear to get their vote. Now, I think there's a few rare politicians that have not been seduced by the fame and power of a politician. But even if they start out like that, I don't think they stay like that, because once you get that power, you know, you get drunk with it. Have you ever had power? Have you ever had power over anyone? If you're a parent, you've had power. You've had power over your children. And good parents frequently, you know, restrain from using that power, you know. Okay, bad parents flex that power all the time, physically, mentally, and psychologically. Okay, some of us use it too infrequently, and that is the case with my wife and I, because my son, who's a great kid, but you know, he's not undisciplined, but you know, I just think that he could be disciplined a little bit more. And I say that only because I was. But I had to be. Growing up in Harlem, in the Bronx, you know, in the South Bronx, you know, if I didn't have that discipline and structure, no telling where I would be. I know a lot of dead people. I know a lot of incarcerated people. And there's no telling where I would be if I didn't get my booty whipped on occasion. And it still wasn't frequent. But I did get my ass whipped, and justifiably, after being told something not to do something repeatedly and then doing it anyway. So my son is still in the single digits in terms of age, and he listens. He definitely listens. But lately he's had some, you know, feelings of entitlement. I'll just say like that. And I'm like, but he does have chores. He does get an allowance based on the completion of those chores. And it's nothing hard, like, you know, feed the cat, feed the dog, make up your bed, clean your room, you know, put the shoes where the shoes belong, you know, that kind of thing. But he'll do stuff on his own. Like, it's several mornings now, he's woke up, and before, like, you know, I'll hear him, my wife and I will hear him wake up, and we got a two-story house, and we're like, what's he doing? He done cleaned up the whole house. He opened his curtains, his blinds, made up his bed, cleaned up his toys, went downstairs, cleaned up the living room, cleaned up the lesser room, cleaned up the other living room, cleaned up the gym. He has cleaned up the whole house. And he's like, mommy, daddy, I cleaned up the whole house. He'll wake up and do this on his own, total initiative. And I shouldn't even start talking about my son, because I love him to death. But the whole point was power. It, for some, is difficult to refrain from flexing your muscles, from using the power that you have. And I think, matter of fact, I know this is a problem with some of the police. They shouldn't have been police. They should not have the power over another human to stop them, frisk them, question them, detain them, arrest them. They shouldn't have these powers because they abuse these powers. You know, there should be some kind of blood test or something. It would be, you know, if we could say, wouldn't that be great if we had a blood test that could determine if you're going to abuse your power? If you have it, kind of like that Minority Report movie with Tom Cruise, I think that would be a wonderful thing. But we don't have that, unfortunately, but it would be really great if we did. It would be really great. So the debates have passed. Halloween has passed. I hope you had a happy Halloween. Did you? I had a fight, you know, I'm upwards in my mid-50s, and I'm still in touch with my inner kid, and so is my wife, and we were the Dragon family this year. And like I said, I live in a very upper-middle-class neighborhood, and there's a lot of participation. And I had the balloon. My wife and I had the balloon dragon costumes. I don't know if you've seen these costumes that you blow up. They blow up. They have air and they're real super puffy. They're light, but damn, it was hot. It was hot because it wasn't necessarily cold outside. But so we're, you know, it's a big, tall dragon and we're running around. So we're dragons. My son is a little dragon. He didn't have the balloon one. He had a different one. But so we're out trick-or-treating safely. We had our mask. Other people had masks. We social distance. And shout out to my neighbor who had a huge decoration. He had his vehicle with skeletons in it and he had all this stuff, but he had the liquor out. He had hard liquor and wine. And yes, I treated myself to a shot, a nice healthy shot. And I was like, hey, neighbor, I had never met this particular neighbor. And I told him, you know, I live right up the street. He's like, hey, very friendly, nice couple. It was very refreshing. But so we had the balloon, you know, dinosaur, and we ran into this we had the dragon, big puffy dragon costumes, and we ran into this couple with a kid or two kids, I think, and they had the balloon dinosaur costumes. So he saw me, I saw him, and we both said rah, and we bounced towards each other in the middle of the street and fake attacked each other. It was hilarious. So they were going one way and we were going the other way. So then we, you know, we circled, made a U-turn, we passed each other again, and we fought in the street again. Dinosaurs against dragons. Of course, the dragons won, but it's all good. But it was friendly. It was fun. My son had two hauls, two buckets of candy, which will last him a year because he still has candy from last Halloween. That's how infrequently we let him have as much candy as he's had. Plus, you know, we bake cookies and cakes. So, I mean, he has his fair share of treats, but that's how much candy, you know, he acquires during these Halloween trick-or-treating, that it lasts the entire year. That says a lot. And me and Mom raid the buckets. I ain't even going to front because I had those peanut butter cups. Yeah. And shout out. I'm not getting any endorsements. Reese's didn't endorse me for that. This is not a commercial. As you know, I'm trying to stay commercial free. And while I'm on that note, please support the show. The Mike's Opinion Show needs your support. Pause the show right now, if you would, and go to the show notes. And if you can contribute monetarily, be greatly appreciated. I need new equipment. I need to do some promotion. And I would greatly appreciate it. Value for value model is what I'm going for. I haven't accepted any opportunity to read ads for any product or service. I'd like to keep it that way. Hopefully you appreciate it. If you do and you value that, please show. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, any other way you'd like to, just reach out to me. If you have comments or feedback, I'd greatly appreciate it. You can email me at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Again, that's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Also, if you choose not to donate monetarily, which would be greatly appreciated, but if you are not in a position where you can do that, then support the show. Go to YouTube, subscribe, go to Spotify, follow, and Apple, you know, iTunes, any place that you listen, all the places that you listen, Facebook, reach out, you know, Twitter, Instagram, the Mike's Opinion Show can be found literally everywhere, even TikTok. So, please, I would greatly appreciate that support. If you are able, like I said, monetarily, and if not, then show your support any of the ways that I just previously mentioned. So I just wanted to chime in because today is the day. Today is the day that we vote for the president for the next 4 years in America. And on that note, in the event that the Biden-Harris ticket gets elected, I don't think Biden's going to last 4 years. I don't know from a mental standpoint, from a physical health standpoint. I don't wish anybody any ills, but he's 78 years old, I believe. And, you know, he's talking in the 82. I think Kamala will end up being the president somehow, some way. And if he does last 4 years, I see Kamala running. With all the knowledge she will have acquired over 4 years, I think she will run for president unless some other superstar in the Democratic Party rises. I don't know of a lot right off the top of my head. Maybe Stacey Abrams, maybe. There's several out there, because we all know how crowded the initial Democratic field was. People that were running for president, there was a slew of them. Yes, there was. But this was going to be a short episode. Usually mine's go about an hour. I'm about 30 minutes in, but I wanted to chime in and say, be careful, wear your mask, beware of your surroundings. And anybody that listens to this, you know, hopefully there are Republicans that listen to me as well. And Democrats for that matter, humans, be calm. Keep calm and relax. If you have one of those people in your circle, in your immediate circle, one of those overly passionate people, one of those potential extremist people, one of those easily exasperated people, share my podcast. I have several episodes that I think can calm the savage beast, that can just make them think, maybe inject a tad bit of rationality so we can all get along. There is enough planet Earth for everyone. There's enough food, there's enough water, there's enough shelter for every human being on this planet. If we just learn how to share it properly, if we switch to solar, hydro, and wind, you know, all the solutions are here, y'all. They're all here. Why aren't they being utilized? Because the people in power have not learned to share, or have chosen not to share. They want to stay the richest. They want to stay the most powerful. They don't want to share. And this is why I say there might be something fundamentally wrong with us. Because why do we have, and I'll say we, some people have an inherent desire and are only happy when they are in control or when they have the most. You know, why does life have to be a competition? Huh? Why can't it be, I don't know, like we're in church or other peaceful settings where we share? But today will be a historic day, I'm sure. And I hope not for the wrong reasons. But we shall see who wins this presidential election for 2020. I hope whoever you voted for wins. I hope that there's peace in the streets, whoever wins. I'm Mike, and this is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh.